Let's welcome Marcy to New Hope today. Amen. This is you.
Oh, dear.
29 years ago is when New Hope had its first worship service. We met down at the Governor House, down to Olympia. And our vision was, at that time, we believed that God would whose faces we have not seen, and did not know. And so 29 years later, here we be. And so, Marcy is relatively new to New Hope. She's been here now for about 3 years. And talk about a transformation and a changed life. Take a good look at this beautiful woman by my side. When I first saw her down at Norma's restaurant, Craig introduced me to her to me, and I looked at her and I thought, man, that's one really depressed, sad woman. And then a few Sundays later, Craig was walking into church with her by his side, and not knowing the whole story, I looked at her and Craig, and I said, wow, where did he find that woman? And it was the same woman I met just a few days ago down at the restaurant.
His mother-in-law.
Well, I tell you what, we are so appreciative of God sending you to us. And 29 years ago, we need a microphone up here. Here we go. Put that close to your lips as you talk. There you go. 29 years ago, I know where I was. Where were you 29 years ago, and what were you doing?
I was in Fairbanks, Alaska, and I was trying to make a living.
Trying to make a living, doing what?
I was a pawnbroker.
I was a pawnbroker. Okay, very good. That's an interesting career, to say the least.
Yes, I happened on it very casually.
Okay.
Just like everything else, you know, the road goes like this.
You had no idea that 29 years later you'd be standing here telling us your story, did you? But God did.
No, I didn't think I'd live this long.
There you go. Now, what brought you to New Hope?
Craig and Patricia and Pete. Pete and Patricia started coming, and then he talked Craig into coming, and so Craig came by one day and he says, I'm going to church, will you go with me? So here I am. Almost every Sunday, I have no more gun shows, so
okay.
I'm here every Sunday.
Okay, so you came at the invitation of Craig, then what brought you back the second time and the third time until you became a regular attender? What brought you back the second time?
The friendship. And I needed a guide, someone to believe in.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't had that ever in my lifetime. And I enjoyed everyone. Everyone just like family. That's what we call. And I love all of you. It's just every single one of you are just beautiful people.
Wow, wonderful.
Beautiful.
And can't we thank Craig for his persistency in inviting Marcy into our church?
Yes.
Now, one final question. Since you have been here for 3 years, you were baptized a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
What changes has God made in your life?
Oh, my. Everything. Everything. I have a sense of peace. That's just, the whole thing is just peace. It's just wonderful to be able to be accepted and to have such lovely friends. And I wouldn't miss a Sunday or miss a picnic, or I wouldn't miss anything to see all of you. It's just wonderful.
Well, amen. Well, we are so thankful. And you are God's gift to us, Marcy. And it's really a joy to see you and Patricia serve communion on Communion Sundays. And if you want to know what the joy of the Lord looks like in a person's life, look at Marcy.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you. We love you.
Thank you.